Hello Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we want to let you guys know that we have a Discord server where you can talk about not just Backrooms related things, but food, games, and various other topics. We also have a Patreon if you would like to show extra support for the podcast. A link to both will be in the show notes. And as always, you can email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com, with suggestions on what you'll like us to cover in the future or to just say hi. That's all for our announcements, so let's get back to the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before getting into today's episode, we want to bring attention to the multitude of revisions that can be accessed about the finding of level 19 and many strange add-ons that flesh out the level, far more than we'll be able to convey. So if you have the time, we highly suggest that you check out the level entry when you're done with the episode. The author did an amazing job, and we hope you guys enjoy the revisions as much as we have. That's all for the disclaimer for today. Go check out the revisions, and let's get into the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over a rather small level, compared to what we usually discuss. So, I hope you're ready for some spring cleaning and some strange and unexplainable light, because today, we'll be no clipping into level 19. Basic descriptions. Level 19 is the 20th level within the Backrooms and has a survival difficulty class of 2. That being safe, secured, and a low entity count, though that aspect of the level classification is more nuanced than it may originally seem. Level 19 was first discovered on December 1, 2014, one of the few instances where we have a direct date of discovery. And along with the many other level revisions available to view on level 19, it's seen as one of the more well-documented levels we've gone up to date. Overall, level 19 is mostly safe for wanderers to travel through, though some hurdles can make getting through here rather taxing, mostly on your memories. So, with that basic rundown out of the way, let's get into what can be found within the level as a whole. Appearances. Level 19 takes the appearance of old dank attic spaces, filled with a clutter of boxes and objects typical of an old attic. Dust carpets the level, so wanderers should come equipped with a respirator mask. Very soon after entering level 19, you'll start to notice an orange glow originating from beneath the floorboards, which luckily dual as a major light source for the level. It's unknown what is causing the glow, though what is known about it are some of the effects it has on the level. From what can be observed, the glow has two major effects on objects within the level, as well as on wanderers. Starting with the first effect, this glow can cause objects within the level to decay at a faster than natural way. This effect seems to be more prominent in objects taken out of boxes and containers within the level, though this is speculation since we don't have much knowledge on how this effect works on items that don't originate from the level itself. This effect should be kept in mind for any scavengers looking to try their luck within level 19. We must state now that, though it's not specifically stated that the glow causes the decaying effect, with no other plausible means of occurring, we're making an educated guess that the decaying effect most likely originates from the glow itself. The next phenomenon, and far more concerning, is the effect the glow can have on wanderers' minds. The glow has been documented as causing a sense of ease and calmness within wanderers. There are also reports of the glow tempering with the memories of wanderers as well. All of this culminates into the glow causing wanderers to spread the alluring nature of level 19, which leads more wanderers to want to enter the level. It's unknown how this affects the brain chemistry to make them return in an almost parasitic way, or if the glow is sentient and is actively culling wanderers for some unknown reason. There are still many gaps in our understanding of the glow entirely. Other than the many knickknacks or the alluring glow, that's all we have on what to expect within level 19. Scavenge and supplies. When it comes to scavenging within level 19, it could be a hit or miss when it comes to what you can find. This is mostly due to the boxes found within the level being mostly randomized in their contents. There are chances of finding foodstuffs as well as some of the backroom's more abstract oddities, such as scarabacks or level keys to name a few. This alone would be enough to give the level a visit, but don't be too hasty. Due to the strange glowing effect of the level, many objects are affected by a decaying effect which may lead some of the objects to being unusable. So be sure to look over your loot carefully if you find yourself scavenging within level 19. Entities. As far as entities are concerned, no known entities have been seen within level 19. Though, it could be speculated that the glow present within the level may originate from an unseen entity, either as a way to lure wanderers back to it or just as a byproduct of it existing. These are still speculations, and until proven true, the level will continue being classified as having no entities within. Settlements and outposts. There are no known settlements or outposts within level 19, and with the strange effects the level is known to produce, we would recommend anyone looking to set up a place here to look elsewhere. Ins and outs. When it comes to entering level 19, there are multiple ways of doing so. The first and most used way by the MEG is by utilizing one of 15 or so holes within level 1. These holes seem to be static in their positions, with one being located north of MEG Base Alpha. This makes running tests on level 19 rather convenient for the faction. The mode of entry is by using the manholes that can be found in the sewers within level 183. That is, if you're able to get to them, of course. Doing so, much like the holes found through the previous method, will lead you into level 19. The last known method of entering level 19 is by simply exiting level 18 not long after entering it. Doing so promptly should have you appearing within level 19. Now with the ways of entry out of the way, let's see the many ways one can use to leave level 19. Firstly, if you find yourself falling through any non-glowing floorboards or holes within the level can have you transported into a multitude of levels. Those levels are level 38, 202, 432, or 654, so keep that in mind if traversing around any non-illuminated hole within the level. Next up, coming across any damaged door that isn't locked can send you to the following levels. Level negative 2, level 5, level 12, or level 20. Following up, if you are to come across any handheld gaming console or an arcade cabinet, there's a chance of being sent to levels 40 or level 212. It's unknown if other gaming systems or game-related electronics are affected by this, so we advise staying clear of them unless being used as a mode of inter-level travel. Lastly, while traveling around the outskirts of level 19, a sense of blurriness along with a decaying effect becomes more assertive. So much so, that it has been noted to cause wanderers to be transported into level 140. Because of this, anyone who starts to notice their vision becoming increasingly blurry should backtrack or make an account of the effects and be aware of level shifts. This will best increase a safe inter-level shift phase, thus ensuring your survival by a great deal. Closing words. So, that was level 19 of the backrooms, also referred to as the attic's floorboards. What do you all think about the level? What do you think may be causing the glowing effect along with the decay within the level? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, Evie Jeebies, and Blur Green. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Berry, X the Warrior, Cassie the Cast Iron Crow, and Spooky Tooth. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, access exclusive Patreon content, and more, become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.